You are locked in to another episode of The Curious Wire. The Curious Wire. With the most curious person in multifamily. We're not trying to sell you anything here. We just want you to learn real things that will help you elevate your career, challenge you to think and be curious. Join us on this journey to challenge the status quo. Let's go.
We are back with another episode with a guest, and the way we roll here is the guests introduce themselves. So,
I'm Josh Patino. I'm with Funnel Leasing. I've been with Funnel for about 18 months, and I'm an RVP of sales.
RVP of sales. Okay, that's regional
vice president.
And so, what is your region?
Right now, it's the whole country, Moshe.
So that's okay. A big region. Awesome. So, a lot of people feel in this industry, everybody talks about it's a relationship-based industry, and you need that either to be here for a while to have the relationships to make sales, or you need to have the experience coming from the operation side. You've been in the industry now 18 months, but you came in with zero relationships and zero experience. How did you get into the industry? What was the impetus for us? And then walk us through how you are an example that you don't need the relationships and the experience to be successful.
Yeah, it's a little bit long story, but I'll keep it brief. So Tyler Christiansen, the CEO of Funnel, he and I played college soccer together. And
D1?
Semi-professional.
What school?
Brigham Young University.
Okay.
So Tyler and I took when we graduated, he went into multifamily and I went into coaching, and we just stayed in touch. But I was a collegiate coach, and during COVID, everything shut down for college athletics, and students went home, and everything was put on pause. And I transparently was having a really difficult time with not having another game to prepare for, not having a practice to plan, not being with the athletes, and I had two kids at the time. My wife was pregnant, and my wife had always told me that she felt like a single parent, and I was home all the time now, and so I'm like seeing my kids live their lives, and I just felt like it was time to be home. So
where were you living at the time?
Where was I living? Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
So I made the switch to move to Tampa. Funnel's new headquarters, they moved from New York to Tampa. And
so when you decided you needed to do something different, you needed this change in your life, was it a call to Tyler? Tyler called you?
I reached out to him.
Okay.
Via LinkedIn. Yeah, I reached out to him. I saw that what he was doing, and I was curious. I was actually probably a bad friend and didn't reach out to him when he didn't respond. I wasn't really on LinkedIn at all either. That wasn't the social media of choice.
Okay.
A lot of college coaches, I would say, don't use that. So that was also new coming in. But that was really the impetus, the driving force was I wanted to be home with my family. I wanted more freedom. I wanted to be there for my wife and my kids. My dad was always gone growing up, and I just felt like the impact that I could have on my kids. So this was a way to work remotely. And I, like I said, I just jumped in with two feet and started to do sales with Funnel.
So you reached out to Tyler and said, hey, I need to make this change. Are you looking to hire for sales? And I would love to do that. Is that essentially what happened?
I reached out and more asked, what are you doing? What are you up to? What's going on? And once he shared with me, then he's like, we're actually hiring more sales reps. And he actually told me, he's like, you're probably not the best candidate. You don't have any experience. You haven't done sales previously. He's like, but you have charisma and you're just a good human. And he's like, I feel like those two things help make good salespeople. You're genuine. So he stayed out of the hiring process, and then I was hired by the VP of sales 3-4 months later.
And then was it a remote position, or were they like, if you take this position, you got to relocate?
No, it was remote, but I purposely left Spokane. It would have been too hard for me to stay there and not be
involved in what you were doing.
Exactly.
And so did you pick, are you near where the offices are?
I'm super close. Yeah.
Okay. And is that why you picked that area to go, or was there a different connection?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, Patrick Kennedy was the VP of sales at the time, and he did similar to I did. He was a lawyer. So we talk about people that also didn't have experience. Patrick's the same way. He was a lawyer, changed careers, went with Tyler. And so he was telling me in the interview process, he was just learning, and he was there present physically with Tyler. And I felt there's really no better way to learn than to be there. And so I felt like it was the right move. So took a little bit of a risk and gamble to do it, but it's paid off in full.
And so, okay, so you decide you need to make this career change. You reach out to your friend Tyler. Okay, interview process goes well, and then you feel the best way for this to be successful is for you to relocate your family to be close. And then was that an easy decision? Was that, I imagine, a really hard decision?
Yeah, it's never an easy decision when you have to move across the country. And for us, it was the second time. And further, like northwest to southeast, pregnant wife, picking up your house and moving to a place that, you know, sight unseen, we're buying a home.
So new job, new city, and soon to be new child. Not easy. Okay, so now you move to Florida. You start with Funnel, and I'm sure that you didn't close a deal on your first day.
Yeah.
So what? How long did it take you to get going, and walk us through that time period?
So it was about 7 months. I started December 1, 2020, and we partnered with a company June 30th of last year, 2021. So it was a long process, and I was worried for a lot of it. It was hard because I felt like I was living in two worlds. I needed to learn sales, number one, and I needed to learn multifamily, neither of which that I had a strong background in, or so I thought. And I remember my first call that I was a part of with an actual prospective client. And Moshe, I was nervous. I wasn't myself. I was uptight. And I remember asking questions and jumping in at all the wrong times. Like, everything went wrong. And I'm so glad I had my VP of sales with me at the time to kind of smooth it over. But I just wasn't me. Like, that, I was trying to be what I thought I needed to be, and I wasn't me. So I'm a coach. I come from a coaching background. I know the quickest way to get better is to have help. And so I hired a sales coach, the number one sales rep at Salesforce, Ian Koniak. And I worked with him for 3 months, and things got significantly better. I just had a greater understanding of sales. At the same time, I was also learning multifamily. And then...
So you were the seventh month was your first deal? And when did the coach come into the picture?
Like March, so probably like 4 months before then.
Okay. Oh, so you started with the coach pretty early on, like in month two or so.
Yeah. I'm not very patient, so I was like, hey, I need a fast track. And that's what I did with players. If they want to get better, they want to get playing time. It's extra time, one-on-one. So I took
And that. You did that investing in yourself personally?
Personally, yeah.
And then... month seven, you closed that deal, and then was it just like upwards from there, or was it still rocky?
You know what? For me, it was actually kind of, it just kept going. I think the momentum of me feeling a lot more confident in my conversations and how to partner and collaborate with property management companies, how to best support them. Obviously, one deal doesn't give me all that experience, but continuing to work with them, and I had other clients at the time that we were talking with. And so then, I'll put it this way. You know, June 29th, I was $0 to quota, and December 31st, I had surpassed quota. So within that five, six-month period, I experienced success.
Reflecting back, are you like amazed of from where you started to where you are now?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I remember sitting down with my VP of sales in like March and saying, am I going to hit quota? Am I really like, do you see this happening for me? Because I was, you know, there's nothing in the pipeline. Nothing was moving. I didn't have the relationships to rely on. We weren't having any conferences. All the conferences came, you know, August, September, and then, yeah. So I think for me, that there was another turning point, aside from the sales coach, was NAA. NAA last year was the first time that I got to see people face-to-face in our industry, talk to them. I don't know what was different about it, but that event, when I left there, increased my confidence. And maybe part of that was I felt like we're speaking the same language.
I think... I mean, maybe this wasn't your case, but when you're selling remotely and then all of a sudden you meet those people in real life, there's a shift. There's a greater comfort level. There's something that changes the game that makes it easier to talk to them.
Totally. Yeah, seeing them face to face, and it was like you're hugging people that you think are maybe shorter or taller than what you thought. But it was just great. The connection was deeper. So, and again, to some extent, it was also validating to me to know that what Funnel's doing is real and it's helping these companies. Whereas before, it was kind of this, mysterious. I'd never really seen it in action. I didn't work on the property side. I wasn't a leasing agent or anything like that. So it was validating, which gave me confidence.
If I was starting some sort of business in this industry, not in this industry, we'll say in this industry, and like I needed to build a sales team, I would be looking for folks like coming out of school, know nothing, train them, and then let them loose. I see a lot of people hiring folks who have been in the industry for a while. They might be good, maybe they're not. But because it's not a rocket science, like, why not create your own talents? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's, let me use like my coaching background on that, because I think that comes into it. I think you need a mixture of both, and that's just my personal preference. I think you need leadership, people that have done it, been there. And that's really what helped me is when Patrick was our VP of sales, when he was with me, we could talk afterwards and he could coach me and help me. Hey, this is where you can be better. Or maybe we can dive in deeper here. Or they expressed that this is a big area of pain for them. Whereas for me and my naivety would miss over that, or I wouldn't hear it the first time, or I'm so focused on what I'm going to say next. And then I also see what you're saying, that you want these hungry individuals that haven't been exposed to anything else. You can train them.
No, but I'm saying it's just economically, you could hire someone for a lot less, train them, and then let them loose. Versus, think of it as a sports analogy. Like, you could pay a lot for a free agent to come.
Yeah.
Or if, like, you have a good system, you could draft really well.
Yeah. So we paid a lot of money for our top players. So we had a good mix. And I think that when you have people, and we're kind of going through this right now in motion, too, and you're seeing it. I think you posted about something like a while ago. You know, we have all these incentives for new folks to come in. What about the people that have been loyal to us? And I feel like you need to have, we call them soldiers. Like, you need to have people that know their roles. And everyone wants to be the artist. Everyone wants to be like the one or the special one. And I think you need to build a team. In your case, you're right. You could hire people that are could save the company economically. But you also need to have, like I said, people that know the process, know the industry well enough to teach it. And you could be referring to that as you being that person training them.
Yeah. No, obviously someone has to know what they're doing.
Yeah. So someone has to be the leader, but then you also need someone in there that can like lead by example.
Yeah. So what's your advice to someone who wants to get into sales in this industry, just starting out, or even if they've been here a while?
Yeah, my advice is, number one, jump in with 2 feet. So don't look back. When I moved across the country, I had to make it work. There was no plan B. There was no fallback plan. So that's first, is I had to make it work. That attitude propelled me forward. Number two, invest in yourself. The best investment you can make is yourself, especially in sales. And I'm a big believer that everything is sales. I'm selling my kids to behave a certain way. My wife's selling me on a certain couch. I'm selling my dad on why he should come visit us more frequently. I think everything is sales. So invest in yourself, get a coach. And third, I'd say you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Pushing yourself out of your comfort zone.
100%.
Love it. And the more you do that, the more comfortable you get with it. And then you look for more uncomfortable.
And you find other ways to get uncomfortable.
Awesome. So we finish off with a few random questions. What's your favorite cereal?
I am a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Nice. First car.
It was a Pontiac Grand Am. It was white. I think it was like a 1995. I got it for like $500.
Yes. What is a purchase you've made in the last 6 to 12 months that just you would recommend someone else to get?
I just invested in a home. So we just bought a home. We just moved in. and I'm a big fan. When we moved to Tampa, we kind of took whatever we could get and just needed to get in, and then the market's been nuts. But again, part of investing in myself and the advice I just gave is, for me and my family, this has been, we've been in the home a week, and just the happiness in my kids, they have a bigger yard, my wife has more space, we don't have everyone right on top of each other. That peace gives me the peace of mind. I can focus on other stuff, and happiness just can't be replaced. So for us, that was our purchase or investment that we made. And I encourage, whether that's a small home, an apartment, or whatever it is, again, a way to invest in yourself.
Awesome. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Josh. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Moshe.